Okay, today's daf is Erevin, Yerushalmi, daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Mabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom, as we have one or two more dafim here to the sixth parak of Masechas Erevin, Parak Hador. So we have, on the bottom of Mem Vav Mabez, we have Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, while I was still in Bavel, right, while I was still there, and there from Talmud Yerushalmi is Bavel, I heard Rav Yehuda ask Shmuel the following questions. And the first one was about Matzos HaShekel. Hifrish Shiklo, three lines from the bottom. Vameis, if somebody separates their Shekel and then they die, what do you do? Because we know Matzos HaShekel is given to the Karbanos and in Kapara LaMesim. So what do you do? What do you do with the, do you give it to the regular Karbanos? And then you have one of the Bailam that's dead. So the Gemara says, no, Amarle, that Shmuel answered Rav Yehuda, Yiblu Nadava. It goes to the pot in the Beis HaMikdash for Nadavis, Ketz HaMizbeach, when the Mizbeach is, running slow, and therefore, one doesn't go into the regular pot. So I guess you have to keep track who dies in the middle. From the time you send it to the time that they collect it, you have to have the Kohanim keep track of anybody who might have died in between, and in that way, put it in the right place. Next question that Rav Yehuda asked Shmuel that he remembered, Moser Asiris Ha'efa Shalom. What about the leftover of the Asiris Ha'efa? What's the Asiris Ha'efa? So we know the Kohen Gadol brings a special carbon every single day, called the Asiris Ha'efa, called the Minchas Chinuch. Every day, he brings half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Every Kohen brings that same carbon the first day that he works in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? These are psukim in Parsha Sav. It's the first psukim. It's the mitzvah daraisa. Right? Zeh carbon aron uvanav after sheni in Parsha Sav. Ashi agrivu l'ashem b'yom hi mashach oso. It's the carbon of Aaron and his sons. Right? What is Aaron and his sons? Rashi quotes, Afed yotos. Makriven asiris ho'efa biyom shei mischanchim la'avoda. Right? Every Kohen brings this carbon on the day that he starts working in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval Kohen gadol v'chol yom shenemar mincha tamid v'gomer v'kohen ha'mashiach tachtavi badav chukas olam. So it's the same carbon, but the Kohen gadol brings it every day, and everyone else, biyom mishach aso asiris ho'efa asos mincha tamid machatisa ba'boker u'machatisa ba'erev. So what happens, asks Rav Yehuda to Shmuel, what if you have the leftover? Let's say the Kohen Gadol died. Not the case. The case here, that is discussed in the Mishnayos. What happens if the Kohen Gadol dies? What do you do with the second half? Bring a new Kohen Gadol, and he has to take a hole and then split it again. But this is talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol set aside a certain amount of money to pay for his carbon, and there was leftover from the money. So what do you do with that leftover money? That's what the Carbon Eda says. You can't use it for tomorrow because you already designated it for today. What do you use the noser for in that case? And the answer is machlokas. Either you can't get any hanah from it, so you put it into the Yam HaMelach. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yiplu Linadava, like the answer to the first question. You can use it for the Nidvas Tzibur. Nidvas Tzibur. Again, I think we mentioned in the past, Rav Sternbach's comment about the fact that the Kohen Gadol brings this every day, and every other Kohen brings it on the first day. Maybe the message is for the Kohen Gadol to feel like every day the first day. That's what he writes here in Tam Vadas. Avol Barabos Hayamim Misrag Elhu Ba'avodaso Umekel Rosh B'Tafkido. Was that Sifsa Torah La Kohen Gadol Sheyakriv B'Chol Yom Oso Mincha Sheyakriva L'Chinucho. The same one Sheyira Atzmo B'Chol Yom Kevmi Shenismana Mechadosh. As if he was appointed today L'Hischazik U'Lismaser Kulo La'Avodas Hashem. Right, and then to feel that. Rav Dazayim LaTorah of Sirotskin has a similar formulation here in his commentary on Parshat Sav, and he says, because remember, a Kohen Hedyot is a Kohen because his father was a Kohen and his grandfather was a Kohen, and it comes to be Yerusha. The Kohen Gadol is appointed. Can't take it for granted. Kohen Gadol can't take it for granted. He doesn't, just because your father's the Kohen Gadol doesn't mean you're going to be the Kohen Gadol. You got to be appointed and anointed. But it's your Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot in his Zokal Leminui. We give it you Mizera Aaron Aksherim v'Nasek Gadol v'Nischanech LaVoda. How are you Kohen LaOlam? Aval kohen gadol talui b'minui v'meir bo psul v'man macher tachtav. Vakuna gadola, he owes umem shala. V'machuz nogaz v'chaverta v'chulu. And therefore the kohen gadol can't take it for granted, and therefore that's what he has to do. The Rav Sternbach in that same piece continues, why is it that this is the only type of karba? You have to take a whole amount of flour in the morning, split it in half, and then give half and half. Half in the morning, yeah. Just take half in the morning. You have to take a whole and then split it in half. Right, what do you know? Omatzinu came b'shum karbon, b'tzorach b'yir tamo. So he says, shagam zem mevur lefi darkenu, sheyakar hakoin b'chisrono, shela olam eno shalem, v'hari hu rak b'tchilas darko. I still got a lot to do. I'm only half. I've only done half my job. I've only done half my work. Whenever he brings a karbon, it's a half. V'la olam tzorach lehosif ometz, b'avodes Hashem, l'hashlem atzmo madrega achas madrega.
The greater you are, the more you have to lower yourself. Right? That's the modim din about how much you go down by the kohen, by the kohen gadol, by the melech.
Good. It's a mitzvah daraisa. Also, this is a mitzvah that those of us non kohanim will never ever do. Maybe the kohanim amongst us, maybe we'll be the kohen gadol one day. Maybe able to fulfill this mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah daraisa. Like we know, not every mitzvah is possible. Lamaisa in every Jew. There are mitzvahs on the Kohanim and there are mitzvahs on the Yisraelim. And there are mitzvahs on men, there are mitzvahs on women, there are mitzvahs on the Bezdin, there's a mitzvahs on the Melech. Right? No one Jew could do all the mitzvahs. This is one of them. There's one of them that only the Kohen Gadol. And the way that we, most of us, fulfill this is by learning about it. So that's our Kiyum today. Our Kiyum today is learning about the Karban Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. Bechol Yom. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, Lefi, Shea Kohen Gadol, who has Shliach, Ben Yisrael, Abiyiv, Shema Shemayim. Klomar. Just like there's a carbon tumid for the tzibur, there's a carbon tumid for the kohen gadol. And just like he has the carbon tumid is twice a day, so he has twice a day. The chinuch points out in the end that we count it as one mitzvah. Right, even though it's split in two and it's done at two different times, we count it as one mitzvah. And he points out, Why? What is that? What's the chiddush? And then he adds, Ki gam haRamban zechorna levracha shemona shnei tamidim shtei mitzvahs moda bazeh. The Ramban argues on the Rambam and counts two mitzvahs of tamid, two mitzvahs of kriyashma, two mitzvahs of ktores. Right, all these mitzvahs that are done half in the morning and half in the afternoon. The Ramban says, why the time of this one is not the time of that one. So it has to be two separate mitzvahs. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam counts it as one. It's one mitzvah that you do in two parts. But conceptually, it's one mitzvah, and therefore, you could count it as one. The Ramban, though, argues. But the Chinuch points out that this one, everybody agrees. This one, everybody agrees. Unlike at least the Kriyashma and the other ones that we said, the Korban Tamid and the Kriyashma, and I think Torah also. I think there's, I don't remember. But that's the Chinuch's Ha'ara, and then there's a lot here. The Minchas Chinuch says, what if the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedron on the first day? They didn't bring it the first day. Is there a Tashlumin? Do you say, oh yeah, you owe it, or is it, it's a din in the first day? If you didn't do it the first day, it's done. Right? You lost the opportunity. It has to be. So he has that suffix. Imar v'avad below Minchas Chinuch. Imishla Tashlumin lahakriv acharkach, Oshin ismana b'shabes o b'yom ha-kipurim. What if you become the Yom Kohen Gadol on Shabbos? You can't bring any. Do you bring it? Oh, or no? And he goes back and forth as the Minchas Chinuch classically always does. There's a lot more there, but we will continue. Says the Gemara now. Another question. This is why this is here. That Rav Yasa says that he heard. He remembers. Rav Yehuda Yeshmuel. So there was one about the Machzah Shakel. There was one about the Minchas Chinuch. And there was one about Erev Chatzeros. And that's why this is here. Bon Kumi. Mao Levatel Rishus Mechatzel Lechatzer. What's this question? Let's say you have two Chatzeros that open into each other. And they each made an Erev Chatzeros. But they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros with each other. So it's too late to make an Erev Chatzeros. It's Shabbos. Could they even Mevatel Rishus to each other? Like we know, one person could be Mevatel Rishus. Can we have a Bittel Rishus of B'nei Chatzer to the other Chatzer? So that what? so that if B'nai Chatzer A is Mevatel the Rishus to B'nai Chatzer B, so B'nai Chatzer B could carry in both Chatzers. Because now B'nai Chatzer A is disappeared, right? They've removed, they relinquished their rights. So they wouldn't be able to like carry from one to the other, but at least B'nai Chatzer B now owns both. And therefore they'd be carried one for the other. So he answered, yes, that is allowed. That bitul rishus would work. And once we're at it, Rabbi Yassa quoted these three questions that he remembered that of Yehuda Shmuel, but they also asked Rabbi Yassa a question. The question is as follows. You have to add it a little bit to understand the question. The question is, if there are items that are in a mavui from before Shabbos, are you allowed to carry them within the mavui? Do you compare it to items in a chatzer? If there was no Erev made or shituf. So we know items in a chatzer, as long as they're there before, and you can carry it within the chatzer. You can't carry it into the house because that's you need an Erev chatzeris for that. But if it's ready within the chatzer, you can move it around. So can you move it around within the mavui too? Because that's more, again, a mavui is different. It's closer to a rishus harabim. There's more personal openings that go to it. It's the house to the yard and the yard to the alleyway. So it's more public. So do you say it's the same halachas or not? That's the question. Heich matat mar taman. Do you say, like we say over there, b'kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer, matatan osam b'chatzer, like the kelim that are in the chatzer from before Shabbos. You're allowed to move them around in the chatzer. V'dich v'sa, similarly, kelim sheshavsu b'mavui, matatan osam b'mavui. Do you say that you can move it around in the mavui also? Right? Or do you say that no, mavui is different? Right? Do you say that mavui is somehow more limited? Because there are different reasons why a mavui might be more limited. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, Lo damya, the chatzer is le diurin, mavui less le diurin. Right? It's not as private. The mavui is not as private. It's more people walking around and it's more public. You would do less private activities in the mavui. The damya is just a rabbin. And maybe it's like, which is a rabbin, imlonish tatfu, shasla taltel. So maybe it's like, which is a rabbin, no biyasr. That's the questions. The Gemara answers, b'shabbos, we had this once before, and now we have it, again. B'shabbos, shalom leiv lo agivun. Right? When they were learning Masechah Shabbos, they asked him the question and he didn't give an answer. So lo havi rabbi yasa omar, elal, call me lemi lebasre. He only answered kashas on the Masechah that they were learning. You ask me something else, you know, you gotta wait a couple months. Or whenever we get there at Dafyomi. Kata asam le'eravin, when they got to Erevin, it sounds like, was that the next one? Did they go in order? They go in order, like in Velazhin? When they opened Velazhin, they started with Brachas Daf Beis, and they went straight. Right? So when they got to Erevin, so then he answered, Amar Lo, he says, yeah, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kelim Sheshavsu B'mavui, Matalton Osam B'mavui. He quoted that it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter, no limits. Rav Amar, Matalton Osam El Ba'arba Amos. Rav says, no, only four Amos. A Mavui is different than a Chatzer. It's more limited, and therefore, only Dalet Amos. And the Gemara says this machlokas of Yochanan and Rav would be similar l'shitasam, consistent with their shita. Amar Rav Yosi Rebbe Bun, Rav Kedaiti, Rav Yochanan Kedaiti. It goes like their shita in general about how to view mavuis. Are you more machmir by mavuis or more mekel? Rav Yochanan, do Amar Korah Materas below shitas. Rav Yochanan says, brings back, reminds us of only a month and a half ago in the first parak of Erevin. Rabbi Yochanan says, all you need to do to matir a mavui is to put a horizontal board on the opening to Rosh Hashanah. Kora materas below shituf. A kora allows you to carry within the mavui without even shita mavos. Again, to carry from the chatzers to the mavuis, then you would need to shita, we'll get to that. But within the mavui itself, just put the board there. Just like Rabbi Yochanan says, just put the board there. Havi duamer metalzim b'chol mavui. He says, you could do that, then you just carry within all the mavui when you do that. Rav, do amar inkar materas below shituf. Rav says, no, just the board there is not going to allow you to carry without a shituf. Havi do amar imetalton boi la bar mamos. You see, he is the more machmer shita. So Gemara just adds, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the purpose of the shituf? If the korim is matir, al daiti Rabbi Yochanan la'eze davar mishtatef bi mavui. They got a couple of letters. So what do you be mishadev with the mavui for if all you need is the korah? And the Gemara answers, no. Within the mavui, carrying things here and there, then find that the korah is enough. But if you want to carry from the houses to the yards to the mavui, Amar Rav Yosi Bar Bun, k'dei lasos kol rishuyos ka'achas. If you want all of the rishuyos to become one, and you can carry from all of them to all different places, so then that would be allowed. Period. Interesting, Rav Yassi's behavior, that he wouldn't answer a question unless it was that mesechta. Was that because he wanted to be sure that he was in the zone, he was in the proper mesechta, or was it a halacha that there's got to be mesudar, right? I'm not going to ask you a question. I know maybe outside of shir, he wouldn't for months if somebody asked him about something. I'm not sure, but at least you know, in this context, he didn't. It reminds us a little bit of the Tosefta in Sanhedrin in the seventh perek, where the Tosefta quotes a machlokas tanoim. If a Talmud asks a question that is not in Yonah Dioma, it's Erev Pesach, and the Talmud asks a question about Tisha B'Av, right? So does he have to, right? So it's a machlokas there. Again, if there's two questions at the exact same time, one on Pesach, one on Tisha B'Av, and it's in Yonah Dioma, then Rabbi answers the one from in Yonah Dioma first. Does the person who asked the question have to apologize for asking a shalok inyan sha'alti? Right, so one opinion says, I think it's Rameir and the Rabbanan. One opinion says, shalok inyan sha'alti, yeah, I apologize. And then the other opinion says, I think it's Rameir, kala Torah, I forgot who says what, kala Torah kula inyan echad. The whole Torah is one inyan. And therefore, you don't have to apologize. So I think we paskin that, like the other opinion, they do have to apologize, but we do paskin this idea of kala Torah kula inyan echad, that all of Torah is really connected. So yes, Rabbi Yassa didn't answer the question because there were different parts to the Torah. And there are different sections, but in a larger rubric sense, the all of Torah is all one inyan, right? The Vilna Gaon in Parsha Shoftim, right? The Talmidim Agra quote this, right? Because almost everything the Gra wrote was from the Talmidim. In Haderes Elio, right? He says on the Pasuk, Beidam Ladam, Beidin Ladin, Beineg Lanega, that he says all of Torah is really split up into three, right? Dam Ladam is Isser V'Heter. Din ladin is choshen mishpat, and negel anega is tuma v'tahara. So the Gra says there are three areas, and the Gemara sometimes has other areas. Mamona miknasa lo yalfinan. Even within monetary law, there's fines, and there's regular monetary laws. That might be different categories. Michidish lo yalfinan, the Gemara says. Michidish lo yalfinan, you can't learn from a chidish. If you have a certain halacha that's defined as a chiddush, you can't learn from that. So again, even though in the larger realm, kol Torah kula inyan echad, but there are categories. And chiddush, as we quoted Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin, chiddush means, the definition of a chiddush is something that goes against the other rules of the Torah. Dover asosir as a klal. That's why you can't learn from there. Because if this already is called a chiddush, so obviously maybe it's different than the rest of the laws of the Torah. Moti Shemer is a chiddush, it gets two punishments. Basa B'chalav is a chiddush, because it, usually two things that are mutter don't combine and make an isser. Edom Zoman is a chiddush. Why do you trust the second group more than the first group? Right, so the Gemara has a couple of halachas that, are called a chiddush. So again, they're in the larger rubric of Torah, but, there are definitely different categories of Torah. Okay, and there's a lot to talk about there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Pshita, right in the middle. Mem Zayin Amalaf. Pshita nismach na shitufi hamavui. We understand, it's obvious that the previous Mishnah, we saw this in the previous Mishnah, that if there is already an existing partnership between people in the Mavui, you could use that as a shituf. You don't have to make a separate shituf. Right, we had before. Remember we had the Mishnah, if they're partners in wine, where was that? A couple of dafim ago. We have partners in wine. You have this on Mem Gimel on the base we had. So if they're already partners, that can work for the shituf. Could it also work for the people within a chatzer? If the people within a chatzer are already business partners, could that automatically be used for an erev chatzeros? Or do we say, no, you need something tighter. You need something lishma. Because by a mavoi, okay, you're all connected in the mavoi, but by a b'nei chatzer, as we've said, it's kilo they're living in the same house. Mishum dira, we said. So maybe you need something more intense and more focused. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha and Rabbi Zira Treho, and they both said, Chad b'shem Mar Ukvan v'chad b'shem Rabbi Nachman bar Yehuda, nismach nashiduv v'chatzeres b'shabbos harishon midochek. You can b'di'eved b'shas hadchak. Once. One time, one Shabbos, if you didn't make the Erev Chatzeros, and they are business partners, then you can rely on it, but you should not rely on it more than that. Rabbi Midochek, the Karbonada says, last few skinny lines, Imlo Ervu machbes ones. They didn't make an erev because of ones. V'dafka b'shabbos rishona avobakan ve'elach lo delo l'shtaklik toras erev. We don't want you to rely on this. Therefore, once we'll allow you. Kind of like erev tafshilin, right? Once we'll allow you to rely on the rabbi. But after that, you know, you can't just do that all the time. Rabbi Yosi bar Bun bar b'shem Rav Yehuda And Rav Yehuda added, not only you can rely on it once, but only kigon anshe bar delaya, but only like anshe bar delaya del edam akpidin al perusos. Change the word. They're not makbid on their breads, meaning they're very happy to share all of their breads. And therefore, you could view them as one big happy family, and therefore that partnership could count as an Erev Chatzeres. But if they would be makbid, they would be germies, they want to give their food to each other, right, or share anything, so then they would not be able to be viewed as one. Rabbi Ba, B'Shem, Rav Yehuda, no, Afilo, Kagon, Anshi Bar Delay. Even if you don't have those types of people, Shem Makbidin Al Prusos. Even if you have people who are very makbid on their breads, it's okay, but the Avid once, for that first Shabbos, one would be able to rely on it. Tani. So Tani in the Bavli always means going to the Brisa. But here we're going to have a story of the, Amoram, Shmuel. So in the Yerushalmi sometimes we, have Tani used in other ways. There were people, remember what's the whole point of a Erev Chatzeres? You combine with a Chala and, you're connected through that way. What if you didn't do Erev Chatzeres, but on Friday afternoon you're all eating a big meal together? What in the world are you doing eating a big meal on Friday afternoon? I don't know, maybe it's Purim and you're doing Puri's Mapa. But anyway, you're eating a big meal on Friday afternoon in the Chatzer. So is that good enough for an Erev Chatzeres? You're eating together. Right? Mesubin, Bavir Chatzer, Vikit Shalem HaShabbos. Then Shabbos came. Also, Uvda Kamir Shmuel, V'Amar, Mikivin, Cheschilu, B'Tavshil. But yo, Mutter, it's okay. Since you started B'Tavshil, and the Rav Chagadievsky points out that the Bavli adds in, and you had bread, because the Erev Chatzeres has to be bread. And you had bread. You were sharing a challah. So bring your challah mutter. It is okay. That's the din. You're in the chatzer. You're having a big meal in the chatzer together. That's good enough for an Erev Chatzeres. Says the Gemara, you learn numerous halachos from this story. Numerous halachos from this story. Number one, hada amra afilu musubi ba'avir chatzer. Number one, we know it's best to put the Erev Chatzeres in a house. In a house in the chatzer. But you see from this story that b'di'eved, if it's not in the house, it's in the chatzer. So then it's also okay. Number one, Hada Amra, Afilo Ervu, even if they didn't actually make an Erev Chatzeres, but they're just eating bread together. That also works. Hada Amra, Afilo Kivnu. They didn't have any Kavana to make an Erev, right? They're just eating together. That's also okay. They didn't have Kavana. And skip the next one. Take out those words. Hada Amra, Nismachin, Al Shidu Shubi Chatzeres, B'Shabbos, Rishon Midochuk. As we said, that's what we're trying to prove. You can rely, if people are partners in another way, you can rely on that for an Erev Chatzeres. That's what happened here. They were eating together. They were eating for their Suda Shabbos. Lechem Mishnah. There's a fascinating Ha'ara that some of the Talmidei Hagra, or another Gra, right? Talmidei Hagra have on Lechem Mishnah. We know the Gemara tells us in the Bavli that you have to have Lechem Mishnah. You have to have two Chalas. You have to have two Chalas for Lechem Mishnah, Zecher to the Mun. Zecher to the Mun fell double on Erev Shabbos, and therefore you have two challahs on Shabbos and Yontif, so that we remember the Nes. The question that's asked is, I think Rav Chaim Velazhin in the Kesser Rosh quotes from the Vilna Gaon that there's never a stira between Nigla and Nistar. If you think there's a contradiction, it's because you're misunderstanding one or the other. There's never a contradiction. I think he says, except with one example, I think it's how to make the bed, how do you put your beds, north, south, or east, west. But he said generally the rule is, there's no contradiction. So they asked the Gra. But one second, the Gemara says they have to have two chalas. But there's an Arizal that says you should have 12 chalas. There's an Arizal that says you have 12 chalas. So the two chalas are 12 chalas. So, says the Gra, really the Arizal never said 12 chalas. He said 12 ches with a little smidget, with a little line. 12 ches. Ches stands for either chatichos or chatsoin. What does that mean? There is a Gemara in the Shabbos and in Brachas that Ravashi butzla kula sherusa. Ravashi used to cut kula sherusa. What does that mean? Butzla kula sherusa. So Rashi says he cut big pieces of challah in order to give people his guests big pieces of challah. And that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the Rashba in that Gemara, right, in Shabbos Brachas Labetes, in Shabbos Kufyud something or other, Kufyud Aleph or so, Kufyud Gimel, I think, the Rashba said, no, Batzak Kula Sherusa means he cut every challah that he made, that he used for Hamotzi. Meaning every meal, he cut both challahs. That's the Rashba. That's what Batzak Kula Sherusa means. He cut both challahs. And the Shulchan Aruch only quotes Rashi, but the later post in the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh and from the Marshal, they should try to be makbid for this Rashba. to cut both challahs. The Mishnah Berurah says, what if your wife's going to scream at you to open up both challahs? You only have three people at the meal and you're cutting open two big challahs. So have one big one and one small one. Have a challah and have a pita. And therefore you can be yotzei the Rashba and cut both challahs at the meal. Okay. But that's so says the Gra, if you cut two challahs, if you cut both challahs at every meal, every meal has two challahs. So if you cut both, you end up with four halves at every meal. If you cut it once, let's say, the first time you cut it, so every meal, you start off with two challahs, you cut them in half, you have four. So four, three meals on Shabbos, there's your 12. Right? When the Arizal says you have 12 ches, chatzon, he means if you go, you have two, like what the Bavli says, you have two challahs at every meal, that's what you're supposed to have, lechem mishnah. If you go like this Rashba, and you cut both of them, then you end up with 12 chatzon, and therefore, there are Bavli and the Nigla and the Nista are all good. They're all good. Yeah, there are some bakeries that make breakaways with 12 pieces, okay, for this Rizal, but either way, this is the Gra. Okay, we continue. So there's a lot more about Lechem Mishnah, but we'll continue for now. Pshita, Erev Sorach Bayis. As we said before, Erev Chatzeres is supposed to be put into a house. B'diavad once in the Chatzer, but otherwise not. Shituf Maoshi Heit Sorach Bayis. Does the Shituf need the house? Because remember, Erev Chatzeros makes you a one big happy family living in a house, therefore it should be in the house. But Shituf is just to connect the yards. So maybe Shituf does not have to be put into a house. Maybe you could just leave it in the Chatzer. So, Machlokas. Rav Acha B'Shem Rav, Omar, Nosto, Bein Ba'avir, Chatzer, Bein Ba'avir, Mavu. Yeah. Rav says, put it anywhere. Milsa de Rav Amra, Erev Sarach Bayis. Rav seems to say that only Erev needs a house, and not Shituf. Milsa de Shmuel Amra, Shituf Sarach Bayis. Shmuel holds, no, even a Shituf needs the bias, put in the bias. Masnisa, switch the gersa here, flip the words. Pligale de Shmuel. The following brisa argues with Shmuel, because the following brisa says, Shituf nosta beishar. You can put the Shituf in the gatehouse. The gatehouse, as we'll learn in the Mishnah later on, is not called a residence. So a gatehouse is like putting it in the chutzner. So, and you're allowed to put it there, so it's against Shmuel. Shmuel says you need Shituf, it has to be in the bias, so it's against Shmuel. Rev Bun, Barchia, Rebbe Yavo, B'shem Rebbe Yochanan, Noso, Beim Avir HaChatzer, Beim Avir Mavui. You can put it anywhere. So the Maskana here seems to be Machlokes Amorayim, but you can put it anywhere. If you look in the Bavli has a Pshar. The Bavli says, you can put the Shita Mavos in the Chatzer, but not in the Mavui. Put it in the Chatzer, which is semi-private, more private than the Mavui. That's what the Bavli says in Daf Pehei. Put it in the Chatzer, and not in the Mavui. Period. Okay, now we get into the sugya of Drisas Haregel. Drisas Haregel. The rites of passage. The rites of passage ruin my Rishus on Shabbos. So we're going to see there are three different shitas in the Tanaim. So a couple of cases in the Mishnah. Shtei Chatzeros Zulufnei Mizu. We have two Chatzeros. One is more inner than the other one. Zulufnei Mizu. What does that mean? Chatzer A has to go through Chatzer B to get outside. There's no other way for Chatzer B A to get outside. He has to go through Chatzer B to get outside. So that's where you have an inner and an outer. So Shtei Chatzeros Zulufnei Mizu. You have two Chatzeros, one more internal than the other one. Erev Bapidimus Lo Erev Chatzona. The inner one made an Erev with itself, but not the outer one. The outer one didn't make an Erev. So Bapidimus Buteras Vachitzona Asura. The inner one is good. It made an Erev, and there's nobody going through the inner one's courtyard, and therefore the inner one's fine. The outer one didn't make an Erev. And so that's bad. So that's why you can't carry within the outer one. And also, there's another problem that the inner one goes through the outer one. So the Drisas HaRegel of the outer one is going to ruin it. But again, that, as the Pnei Moshe points out, this first halach is pasha, right? Because they didn't make an Erev anyway. But that's agreed upon by all, but it's leading up to the next cases. Case number two. Hachitzon of Allah Pnimis. You have an inner and an outer. The outer one made an Erev and not the inner one. The outer one made an Erev within itself, right? The Bnei HaChatzer HaChitzona made an Erev and not the inner one. So, Shtein Asuros. They're both Asur. Why? The inner one is Asur because it didn't make an Erev. The outer one is Asur because the inner one could walk through it to get outside. So it's Ke'ilu, the inner one is part of that Chatzer, but they didn't take part in the Erev Chatzeris of that Chatzer. And that's why that's called Drisas HaRegel Osarta. Right, the rites of passage that the inner one has through the outer one is going to ruin the outer one's Erev. And therefore, the outer one is stuck. The outer one can't carry. That's why it says, Shtehen Asuros. Right, the Drisa Regel makes it Nechshav as if the inner one is part of the outer one and then it takes part of the Erev. Fine. Erev Azulatzba, Azulatzba. What if each one, though, made an Erev for itself? So the outer one still got a problem, right? Because the inner one goes through the outer one. So the Gemara says, no, machlokas. Zumatez b'videi atzma, zumatez b'videi atzma. According to one opinion, that's allowed. Meaning they're each mutter to themselves. They can't carry to the other one. But if the inner one and the outer one made an eruv, respectively, then the inner one's walking does not ruin the outer one. Why not? This is the rule that's known as, and the Carbon Adir quotes it, the rites of passage only ruin it if it's usur in the spot where I'm coming from. Regel ha'osura bimkoma, oseres shalo bimkoma. But if there's a regel ha'muteres bimkoma, if the inner one makes an eruv and the outer one makes an eruv, so the inner one is mutter in its spot, where it is. So regel ha'muteres bimkoma, eina oseres shalo bimkoma. That's the svara of the Tanakama. What's the svara for that? That's not for now. But that's the Tanakama here. Rabbi Akiva, no. Rabbi Akiva osra zachisona shadrisa regal osar. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says even regal ha muteres bimkoma, even somebody who could be in their own chatzer, asers their rite of passage, asers in the other chatzer. Drisa regal osarta. Vachachamim omrim, ein drisa regal osarta. What's this last sheet of the chachamim? Ein drisa regal osarta. So the Carbon Ada explains this is a third sheet that the chachamim say. Even a regel ha'asura bimkoma doesn't asur shalom bimkoma. This third sheet that says there's no such thing as rites of passage and asuring. So it seems to be three, at least the way that we explained it, three sheetas in the Tanaim about rites of passage. Does it always ruin it? Does it never ruin it? Or does it depend if it's mutter bimkoma that it wouldn't ruin it? If it's asura bimkoma, it would ruin it. Okay, we'll have to see how this plays out in the Gemara.